And then it's like you like something, like something, and then it really turns to be nothing. Like,
dude, Tim Donaghy came out and admitted the NBA fixes games.
They didn't say fix, okay? Here's by
the
way.
The guy that got caught.
No, here's the thing.
Games, so.
Donaghy was also, okay, so why don't we talk to somebody that actually
90%
is very
better.
Much more versed in this probably than you guys are because of the gambling aspect of it. Donaghy fixed over-unders. He didn't fix outcomes.
Bro, if your best all player right, of all time is stymied by Rashard Lewis and Hedo Turkoglu, I rest
my case. If I was told
case.
I couldn't discuss American Psycho, then you definitely can't discuss LeBron.
You're allowed to discuss American Psycho.
Okay, well, either way.
There's no rules.
They didn't make an intention to get into this whole being the political fucking thing that they are now.
No.
They're just not good at it.
Oh, yeah, they're geniuses.
But like the white people building houses thing, I thought that was fucking amazing.
Yep.
That was really good. What happened last year with, they pretty much had Hillary. They knew Hillary was gonna win.
Yeah, that was. The
and
whole
then it
point
was just like the
yeah,
day.
So did everyone else.
And then it's like, oh shit, what do we do? And they, you know, kind of ran with it and serialized the rest of the season, and that kind of made it a shitty season. But yeah, I'm glad they're back to their roots here and just doing crazy one at a time. Yeah, we're good.
All right. Are you listening to the No Rules Sports Podcast? I'm your host, Bill Anacino, with on-air talent Ryan Schofield and, as always, Jim Bear. Guys, how we doing?
Very well. Good to be back. We haven't done this since you weren't even there for the football preview, which
right.
is looking, it's not aging very well, to say the least, right now.
All my opinions preseason have aged like milk as well. There's something recent that happened that I think is much more pressing that we should discuss. The death of musical icon Tom Petty.
Yeah, we can definitely talk some Tom Petty. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that first, if we don't mind.
Yeah,
Tom Petty played a big role in my life growing up.
Yeah.
Either you guys ever see Petty live?
I saw Petty live, and like my thought was when I found out it made me even, I don't want to say sadder, but because as my idea is that his work is going to live on forever and all of that, but I was shocked he was only 66 because I saw him live for the first time in like 2002.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty old then.
He's ageless. Jim, did you ever get to see Petty?
I never got to see Tom Petty live. I mean, I listened to countless rock, you know, classic rock stations and had the CDs and the family and Tom Petty was a part of my life growing up, absolutely.
I saw Petty live 3 times, twice at Darien Lake, and I got to see him close out Bonnaroo in 2013. It was pretty cool.
Free Fallin' was the first hit that made it onto one of my mix CDs back in the day.
What was your favorite Petty song, if you had to pick one?
Either Breakdown or...
And you could use a Traveling Wilburys song if you really... If that really does it for you.
I'll give you some time to think while I go with mine.
Yeah.
Alright, I went with either Running Down a Dream or American Girl for
mine. American Girl's so good.
Because, I mean, like, the thing with Petty for me is that he was, you know, established before I was, you know, like, of the age. But then he was coming out, like, Free Fall came out in 90, he was 5 years old, like, MTV.
Yeah.
So, like, that was an iconic video. So he never dominated an era, but he always had something keeping him relevant for the longest time. Like kind of
like Aerosmith.
Like, kind of like maybe like our version, like, or I would say Chili Peppers maybe even kind of thing. I'm not
something
sure.
Something like that, yeah.
Like where they're constantly in the loop of things. And I never like really like thought exclusively. I never bought a Tom Petty CD. And then it was in 2002.
Mom had Damn the Torpedoes on CD.
That's one I've been rocking pretty much. I mean,
it had
more
like
recently.
7 of his like all-time hits on it. Mine was Learning to Fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2002, he came to fucking Saratoga, SPAC, if you remember the gig at SPAC. And it was like a $20 concert gig. It was an excuse for everyone to hang out. Like, we were juniors in high school, like, summer going to senior year. And we went there, and it was like, wasn't until I was like at like song 10, I'm going, oh wow, I know every word to every Tom Petty song.
Yep.
Like, I didn't realize that. I'm like, that does have some kind of value.
I've had a handful of people say that to me week, too.
Petty's a guy that at some point you're like, whoa, like, I really like Tom Petty.
Becker, my friend said that.
He said that.
He's like, yeah, I knew who Tom Petty was, but then started listening to, you know, Postmortem, all this stuff. Is, oh wow, this is Tom Petty? Yep. He's one of those guys.
People who don't know, like, haven't listened to an artist, and then that artist dies, I think should have them be unable to listen to them for 2 weeks after the death. Like when Prince died. Prince is an artist that I was actually into. And I had to hear all these, like, idiots, like, oh, Prince is gone, oh, what
like
a legend.
Yeah.
He was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame George Harrison thing.
Well, see, like, for me, like, with Prince is that I kind of, going back, I mean, I was never totally into him. Not saying that there's anything wrong with him or anything, but I just wasn't as into him. But then, like, with Bowie, when Bowie died, I actually started realize, oh, wow, this, like, I started hearing songs I didn't know were Bowie songs that I liked. I was like, oh, that was probably because Bowie just apparently got so bored of being great that he had to reinvent his persona every so often to be greater again. But
yeah. He was Petty, the essential glam rock.
I mean, like, Petty has a weird thing going with him is that who would you compare to him?
Springsteen. But John Mellencamp.
Yep.
But they're
maybe John Mellencamp.
Campfire
even,
songs. Well,
even based on the way that they look, the way that they play and present themselves, I mean, you can
see...
Well,
the way he looks is, like...
It's an unusual, like, you know, like, the look is weird, and obviously, I mean, I say weird, but...
Oh, yeah.
Looks,
skeleton with a mop on its head.
Like, I mean,
you know the kid from Role Models, or... This is 40? The Judd Apatow movie where... I'll pull up the picture, but it's funny. That's the only other person I've ever seen that looks kind of like Tom Petty.
Yeah, I mean, he's Petty.
He's icon. I mean,
he didn't have the cultural significance of Bruce Springsteen, I think.
No, he kind of strikes me as if you ever see, like, Walk the Line with you know, Johnny Cash, like, which is like, oh, we like the way you play, like, start sharp like a razor, steady like a train, and he's like, well, we play, you know, faster if we could, we'd play, right. You know, all that. But, like, I kind of think that's how Petty is. He's like, Springsteen was kind of always trying to identify with the blue collar type guy. Mellencamp was trying to kind of almost be like a little bit of a sex symbol, like maybe like a bad boy's Rod Stewart. Where I think Petty was just like, I want to play guitar and sing.
I feel like
was Tom Petty from off the top of your
Gainesville.
Head? Yep, Florida.
The video got viral of the Florida Stadium.
Which I was always a California guy.
He moved to California from...
Well, I always figured because with Free Fall being such a big song, you know, the reference, you know, to Reseda, which is an area in LA.
Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah, I mean, like, all of those, I was like, okay, like, it seems like you're speaking very specifically about L.A. Like,
the 441 is a road in L.A., right?
Oh, it didn't live there long enough to become that familiar. I'll check it out for you.
But either way, like, where it's like, it is also, like, again, like, as far as, say, like, yeah, I guess I could see the Springsteen, but he didn't go on the ballad part. He didn't get, like, epic, and he wasn't
Petty?
He wasn't right. Preachy like, you know, like Springsteen was.
He was sing-songy, and that's it.
He was just a guy you could listen to. It's like, cool, Tom Petty. Like, some people I know, like, my dad doesn't like Bruce because he's such a liberal, and he always has to talk about his concerts, and my dad doesn't like that.
441 goes down through Florida, through Georgia, Tennessee.
His lyrics paint a good picture in the head. Like, you know, Running Down a Dream is a song that you can kind of, like, you know, like, play, like, you know, like, it doesn't go... It's a fast guitar, like, the opening. It gets you pumped up and ready to go.
Yeah.
Won't back down.
But then, like, you're also, like, listening there. Well, that's just a good, like, overall, like... So, like, that was so ridiculous when he played at the Super Bowl, if you remember that performance. And they have those hired guests to run out there, and people are, like, running out there going crazy to that song. It's like, nah, that's kind of like a Light Your Lighter song. Like,
right.
That was a stretch for the Super Bowl where I believe the halftime show was Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, Prince.
It might have been. I mean, you know,
pretty sure it is.
We can always... But
because Petty was during the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl, and Springsteen was during the Cardinals... Steelers Super Bowl, which are one after another. I think Prince is the...
So would you say, like, what you're saying about Tom Petty as a front man, would you say that, like, you have a trouble getting that idea of who he is? Whereas, like, other front men...
I think it's by design. I think it's, like, Republicans buy shoes kind of thing.
Yeah?
Tom Petty just wanted you to know he was a musician. He didn't
need
to be preachy. I mean, he's just...
It's, like, even, like, listening to his, like, music, though, is that you can't tell if he was, like, you know, like... the lover or the sufferer, you know, like he kind of covered all, like, aspects. Or, like,
he was every man.
He told stories in his songs.
But
you know?
Scud,
like,
do you know whether you're the lover or the sufferer?
Oh, I'm the sufferer. I don't have songs about me, my great, you know, like, feelings towards women. I have songs about having them fucking my feelings trampled over. Mostly, I think.
Real quick,
listen to this: Super Bowl XL in 06. We had. Actually, before we'll start with the one before that. Paul McCartney. Stones.
Can you call 40, please?
40. We got the Stones. We got Prince.
Steelers.
Tom Petty. Bruce. The Who.
Prince, Tom Petty, Bruce.
I was a little let down by The Who, but that wasn't terrible.
Why don't they get Boyz II Men to do it?
They're getting Justin Timberlake. I'm pretty happy with that. He can perform.
I think The Who post Entwistle are... it's a different band.
The Who is just... They were just too old to do what they were doing.
That's what it was.
That's an insurance rep.
No.
He's in there.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah.
For everyone listening, we're watching game for the ALDS, and
Todd Father.
The Todd Father just
scored on a sack fly.
He had no business being on base there again.
No, but there he was. He's making plays.
Let me tell you something. It's not the leadoff hits that kill a team so much. It's the leadoff errors and walks. Like there actually is a stat for some strange reason a leadoff walk. I mean, I'm sure you could probably quantify because of the amount of pitches seen or just the fact the pitcher's a little rattled.
I feel like some guys' leadoff walk always comes around.
A leadoff walk, I think my dad said scores are like a 5% high. I mean, I'm just throwing some stats out there, but he actually said you could look it up, and he would say that, like, you could actually, like, you know, if it, you know, if you're at a bar, if a guy has a leadoff walk, just say to the guy next to you, like, I bet you a beer that guy scores. He's like, he could probably end up getting about as many beers as you lose or whatever, but it's, you know, he's like, it's, you got a better chance.
It's one of those things that it's a mental thing, right?
Especially in the late innings.
It's, I feel like it's not...
It's to a reliever bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
because you only... I mean,
I think we're all thinking about Aroldis Chapman right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's... He haunts my dreams. I'm trying to think of a sports equivalent of that, something that, like, just happens right at the beginning, like, on a holding play on first down, maybe... And your first and 20 is the opposite,
fact,
though.
It's the fact that Philip Rivers needs to start every game down by at least two
if
scores.
If we're talking about something that's seemingly innocuous that bites you in the ass later, it's missing free throws.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Well, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Basketball, again, it's just such
a... missed extra point.
It's... Basketball is such a weird thing because of, again, the way the possessions and the scoring happens at the rate that it does, that it gets absolved a little bit because it changes the way the games are just... But, yeah,
Those are the hidden points of NBA games.
As a gambler, there's nothing more frustrating than betting teams and watching them because those are the ones that really matter if you're trying to beat a number or
right.
you know, stay within a number. Ultimately, those guys just care about winning. Yeah, those are the ones that really can... Those alter.
So, I've actually been having good luck betting college football this year. I had a really good thing going with Michigan State over Michigan over on Saturday.
Dude, I
had a good thing with Iowa State over Oklahoma. I was pretty proud of.
I was looking. Well, Oklahoma, there's always got to be that one game that they have to. It's
which
just,
is crazy because big game
be,
Bob's
it,
gone.
It used to be a Bob Stoops thing, but just going
maybe
out.
Maybe now it's just an Oklahoma thing.
There is something about that where
maybe it's really hard to run the table now. Like back in the day, I feel like good teams ran the table. Now, like.
Well, this is a football thing. Well, I mean, at this point now, it's gotten to where, by all understanding, that Clemson and Alabama just really are just on different playing fields as far as what they have in their, you know, the stables that they're bringing in. Like, they're, you know, however the means they're doing it, we're not going to, you know, say anything about
I think Dabo's not a brilliant man. I've heard him talk, but he knows what football is.
He's in an area where you can get football.
The scope of his... understanding and intelligence.
He's like a Forrest Gump reference. He's like a Gumpian coach.
He's down in South Carolina, right on the border of Georgia, I believe. You know, so he's in like an area where...
It's in Greensville. I don't know where the hell that is.
I might not be a smart man, but I know how to coach.
Pretty much.
But there, and recruit. When you consider all the NFL talent that is being flooded out of those two schools, like, yeah, it's kind of like... It's not even just like regular like talent. It's like it's some top-notch shit. Like,
how about this? How about just the accessibility of information and... training equipment and just all that kind of stuff.
The general public...
I feel like there's not as much parity. Or there is more parity. It's not as like...
I don't think the general public understands that we're living in a post-SEC world either.
No, it is a post-SEC...
Have you looked at the rest of the SEC?
No, because everywhere else catches up. Because now football is everywhere, though. It's like... it's there's so much more talent going around that what separates... Those two have managed to just, you know, accumulate so much more. But now the gap is narrowed down. That's why it's happened in college basketball... Where you start seeing now where the tournaments, you know, a 7 seed can, you know, do their thing because, you know, you have 7
seed. South Carolina kind of, last year was a 7 seed, right? But they were a 9.
Yeah. No, they were a 7, I believe. 7 or a 5. One of the two. But, yeah, because they played Duke in the second round. But,
yeah, you're right.
No, they were a 7. They were a 7. That's exactly what they were. They went on the whole deal. It's just become a good coaching where it's really gotten down, like, this coming to the NFL is that's... If you look last week in the NFL, the point spreads, most of them were below a field goal because why?
It's basically
nobody knows. It's just what do you, if you don't show up to play, then you're not going to win. That's just as simple as it comes.
It's a great cliche. One of my favorites.
There's a lot of mediocrity in the NFL this year. There's no good teams, and I've been saying that the Chiefs might be good.
No, the Chiefs. I actually think
Chiefs
are,
might be good. Are probably good,
but
they're not.
You
as
always
good
say
as the
about
best
Dusty Baker. I'm going to say about Andy Reid.
I know what you're, I get that feeling now too, I mean a little bit, but they're looking too good to be true, and also, I mean, are we looking at them as a team? Like, they're 5-0 now, and yes, they've won most of their games comfortably. Which, by the way, the Jacksonville Jaguars have the highest point differential in the fucking NFL right now. Can I throw that out there?
Baltimore, that's the one thing that really didn't curdle.
They have a couple dominant wins.
I called it, man.
And
they're the top five defense.
Steelers
and top five defense.
It's an amazing defense. Where the thing was that killed me is that I did not feel comfortable laying the number with the Steelers in my big giant pick-em I took them.
Yeah.
In my super contest thing, I did not take them. But a thing I saw is the Jaguars' run defense has been susceptible. And Le'Veon Bell could not even run on them. And that's become a thing now where it's... Even we can't even take for granted where... Look at now, like, the names Rivers, Manning, and Roethlisberger. You might just as well care for Watson, Goff, or fucking, you know...
Bortles? Is that where you're trying to go with this?
At this point now, they might... They're
I don't know what you're trying. What are you trying to say?
Their gap is narrowing between those three.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, Roethlisberger admitted he might not have it, but I'm just saying, like, all right, I'm calling this addressing.
Point taken.
What's that?
So he meant it. He meant that as a joke.
Oh, he did. That's not how I read it. So I mean, didn't really express the tone in whatever push notification I saw that on.
It's getting to be a thing where again, Roethlisberger, like, that was just bad. Like, he hasn't.
Bro, he's had like two good seasons as a quarterback.
Looked good being bad before. He looks bad being bad right now.
What do you mean? Yeah,
he's just old.
Like,
he's
slowed not,
down
he,
a
the,
lot.
The escape artist, the fucking, like, the gun of the arm, like...
Yep, not there anymore.
No.
It's
that whole quarterback class is hitting the wall at once.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Rivers still has the attitude. The for all
his
Rivers,
brain
Rivers,
is gone.
Rivers is a player coach, because there's no way that Anthony Lynn has any idea what's going on.
Why don't I mean, there's no way Anthony Lynn's like, yeah, why don't you throw this into triple coverage?
Right. Go out there and go, Zane.
I was gonna stay on baseball, but since we're talking about the...
Oh, I mean, I can go back to baseball.
Can we get my Giants out of the way? Is that what you're trying to do?
I was gonna, but who gives a shit? They're 0-5. You don't...
Let me have a moment. They're 0-5. You're only 0-5. All the top three wide receivers got hurt, and the fifth wide receiver.
I've been trying to...
They didn't look good, and they
forever.
Lost to the... Okay, I know. Yeah.
The Giants suck.
The Giants suck.
We're gonna
it's pretty
break
wild.
Ground.
I saw a tweet today that mentions, how about... What if the Giants just shipped Eli to Jacksonville, play with Tom...
Why do the Jaguars make that trade?
Assets. I think Eli's still better than Bortles.
Barely.
What does he have down
there? That's where we are with the Giants.
He has a running game down there. That's the only difference.
A running game and a top five defense.
Yeah, I mean, that was another thing. What happened to the Giants defense? Wasn't the Giants defense supposed to be?
Yeah, Giants defense is good.
It's not the...
I was pretty pumped when Odell Beckham got hurt. One of my least favorite players in the NFL.
You were cheering for his injury.
Jumped
to be
up
clear.
And cheered.
I don't know if you saw, but our buddy posted the Instagram of it was the girl from Ozark, Ruth, and Odell Beckham, and who wore it better. They have the exact same hair. If you've seen Ozark,
I've seen one with that and Odell's hair and a plate of spaghetti. That was pretty good. But yeah, what do you got, Bill? You're leading this thing. Where are we going?
Right, exactly. So let's talk baseball.
Okay.
Who has impressed you the most in this early round one? Probably the Astros.
The Astros, you know that I was always going on the Astros over the Indians all season going on before, so it's not that it's impressed me, it's just I'm glad that they're putting
so
it together.
So you have the Astros.
I have the Astros. I bet the Astros
the team that's, will
beat them.
The team that's impressed me the most this postseason? I'd say the Astros as well.
It's probably got to be the Astros, right? And it's like everything that was a question mark for them, the answer's pretty much gone the Astros' way. Uh-huh. Will Verlander show up to play? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Will Altuve ball out? Yes. Will they be able to get to Chris Sale? Yes.
Yeah.
How about Boston falling flat?
Boston, I mean, the thing is I mean, that they were really... They rode Chris Sale to the ground is what happened. Is they... I mean, he was the... I mean...
Overworked. That was it. He didn't even.
I don't
want to
say. I mean, he had never gone that much in there, but they relied on him so much. And the fact of the matter is that I feel bad for him because the way that he pitched, he probably should have been the 20-game winner this year. I mean, he struck out 300 this year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which does not happen, you know, every year nowadays. Like, you know, which is pretty amazing.
Which almost never happens ever, really, right?
But towards the end, he was always going deep into games because they, for some reason, didn't score a lot of runs.
No,
he
got no run support, which is crazy because last year
Rick Porcello
won because he got so much run support.
Dude, like, I have all these, like, fine age tweets and fucking Facebook statuses about how
line.
I just can't get over that. Rick Porcello won a Cy Young Award last year. He had a 22-4 record. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Another crazy thing.
He was
11-7.
Not that I go based on records, but he was like 11-17 with like a 5-ERA this year.
Yeah, he was terrible. How big does it look that the Red Sox did not opt to sign Edward Encarnacion now, when it was pretty clear that they were missing a power bat?
Yeah, they didn't have, like, as we were going on during the year, yeah, they not only could you afford to hit less home runs this year in baseball, but everybody else hit way more home runs. They're not, was only, like, not hitting less home runs, like, a bad problem, you know, just in reduction, but everyone else surged ahead of you. Like, weren't they, like, in, like, the bottom five or six in baseball in home runs? And
they never replaced Ortiz.
Jim. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Cardinals used to get away with that.
They probably could have used another bet. That money not end up going anywhere else. Was that something that just they missed out on him? And there was backup signing. No, huh? It's,
and who cares? They're the Red Sox. They have.
Is
money.
This a management issue? Are you cool with them staying pat there?
I think they definitely should get rid of
Farrell.
Just like the Yankees should get rid of Girardi, and we'll talk about it in a second. I think all three of them, him, Girardi, and Matheny, have a chance to be gone.
I think Matheny should be gone. I mean, like, there's a downward trend. That here's how it goes. Okay, so the Cardinals, 2012, make the fucking playoffs, losing the fucking world in the NLCS. Mm-hmm. 2013, make the World Series. 2014, losing the NLCS. 2015, losing the NLDS. 2016, they're eliminated the last day of the season. 2017, eliminated, like, with a week left of the season. That's a downward trend over a 5 year. And Matheny, I mean, there's just, if you have the privilege or disprivilege of sitting near me during these games and I'm watching going, don't bring in, and they bring in who I say they did bring it out of the bullpen, and fucking such and such happens. It's like,
for us Yankees fans, that name is Aroldis Chapman.
Yep. Used to be Kyle Farnsworth for a while.
It just goes on, or then like just like the lineups that were going on there with the like, certain configurations where like it was, I just didn't like it, where it's just gotten stale. It's gone stale, and I think you need something to freshen it up.
All right, I'm not going to put them on the same level as the Astros right now, but you're talking about teams that have impressed, and I know actually the Indians have the lead in this series. But no, the Yankees, like, I'm surprised that they're making this series.
This should be the
best team in baseball, right?
Yeah, well, and the Yankees should be up 2-1. Well, I will say, but here's the thing. They did lose Encarnacion fairly early in game two.
Praise the Lord.
And that's a fucking,
all right, we got to talk about that later. We'll address the whole rooting for injuries thing. But
I'm saying no, but that's losing an Encarnacion, that definitely alters, I mean, significantly.
Changes everything.
Changes, I mean, that's their bopper. That's the guy, and if he was playing up to that level,
he's got a sense of the moment.
I mean, that game could have been over with in fucking, you know, very few man innings, or, you know, just, he could swing the game a little bit, and then maybe, you know, I'm sure that in a game like yesterday where they lose 1-0, you know, we're doing this during game four, during game three they lost 1-0. You know, he's somebody that Yankee Stadium, you know, the guy could just hit a pop fly that just carries out of there. Like,
yeah.
Think the Yankees got a shot against the Astros if this was to, Yankees were to win the series?
The Astros,
no, the Astros own the Yankees in the playoffs.
I'm not even just that. I'm not sure. They have, but the Yankees, ask any Yankees fan about how they do against Dallas Keuchel, and it's just like, They basically are just, they're not going to score a run.
Yeah.
Is basically that
Michael's a great pitcher.
And
you don't until you do, you know? So what about the Indians, Astros, though, if that was the way things fell?
I just like the Astros.
If Kluber doesn't get right, the Indians are toast.
No, but Carrasco's fucking,
Carrasco's an ace, but they rely so much on that, like,
it was just, I mean,
mystique of Corey Kluber.
It was a, well, where is the mystique? I mean, there's some proof of the pudding on there. I mean, the guy's legitimately, you want to talk about a 3-year run?
You want to talk about getting broke, road until he breaks down?
But he's been, I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. Actually, you want to talk about a good 3-year run amongst active starters aside from Kershaw? He might have one of the best 3-year runs going himself.
Oh yeah, him, Scherzer, and Kershaw are right here for best pitcher in baseball history. And then right under there is like that Chris Sale.
I mean, yeah, he got rolled to the ground last year. Like that was the whole thing. Like, you know, going to the World Series was like,
Trevor Bauer fucked them by getting hurt last year.
That definitely did significantly fuck them a little bit.
Having Carrasco. I mean,
one extra arm.
I guess it significantly fuck you a little bit. It did significantly fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, because they had to start pitching Josh Tomlin again.
Every fuck is.
They had to start pitching Josh Tomlin again, which is a whole thing last night where I couldn't understand why they would pitch him in the fucking game, guaranteeing that they had to start Bauer on 3 days rest. Is that how little they thought of that they were just throwing him out there for some mop-up duty in a 1-0 game last night, or they were getting him up? Like, I don't know, like, but the whole point, apparently, of pitching Kluber in Game 2 was apparently that was the whole strategy, you don't understand, was so we could pitch Game 5 on 2 days rest. So Frank Kona maybe is just that smart, or maybe this was he anticipated. I think
Frank Kona's a good manager. He strikes me as a smart man.
Frank Kona's a great manager.
The only way I'm going to get two starts out of my fucking man. Ace is if I pitch in these two games, then maybe he's, you know, that's tip his cap to him. Maybe he knew Carrasco was going to get his, even though Carrasco got beat. I don't know.
I don't know anything, really.
I can't keep saying that. But
in a word, is Mike Matheny the Cardinals manager next year?
Probably.
Probably, Jim.
I don't know.
Jim doesn't know. I think probably as well. John Farrell with the Red Sox next year.
I say maybe not.
I say no.
Yeah, I can see. The
I think Girardi.
You're going with yes. That's what I was about to say. Girardi.
I need to know
is
who.
Is this series for Girardi?
Who's here's what
Girardi's
I
Girardi's a free agent.
Here's what I need to ask. Who are the replacements? No, that's the worst thing is I can see Girardi sign with the fucking Cardinals.
Dude, that's what I'm saying is
no.
At least one, two of those guys switch places.
Girardi signs with
the Cardinals. Don Mattingly to bring in.
Fuck Don Mattingly. I want them to go with, like, a pitching coach or, like, a hitting coach. Like, not one of these same retread guys.
A
like,
man of God?
Like, oh, is Bobby Valentine available? Like, no, not that.
No, yeah.
Not a man of God either.
The NFL equivalent of signing Jeff Fisher?
Yeah, exactly. Not another retread.
And we'll be
a dude, here's the thing about like baseball managers is that I don't know good ones. I just know how to spot bad ones. That's kind of
Terry Francona is a good manager.
That's not, well, I mean,
and a better man.
I guess he slightly stands out, but I don't know exactly what like what's the replacement level line of managers in Major League Baseball.
Joe Girardi.
Because I just find ways to bitch about them all the time, but then I like, find out how.
Well, you're looking for a guy who does some things well and other things poorly. So, like, the replacement level manager would probably be a guy like, maybe.
I don't really know that he is the most managers. That's kind of getting it. It's almost, I guess that point, but I can just tell that there are certain guys that are not, I just don't trust.
Maybe Bud Black in Colorado. Seems replacement level to me.
I heard he fired people up this year. Like people
bro, with the amount of talent they had on offense, that should have been a... They should have won that division. Well, not won the division, but... I mean, I guess they did make the playoffs against the Diamondbacks, right? But they should have been better. I don't know.
What else you got on the list? What's next?
What's after MLB?
Yeah.
Well, what's just next going on aside from the managers? Because if I don't have anything much to add to what they're going on there, we guess...
You got more about baseball?
Not so much. It's just I'm just curious to see where.
I'm sure we'll get back around to baseball.
I mean, I will say hats off to that. I know you know I don't like care for him, but that was an all time moment for Harper in that.
Yes, that was awesome.
They do need to win this series. But as far as a team being dead on dead,
yep.
That was a balls. You know that was
getting shut out, down 3, 2 outs, 2 men on, and he comes up and hits that home run. Goosebumps.
And that was a no doubter. I mean.
I will say that it's starting
perfect,
to become
bat flip.
It's starting to become glaring that Mike Trout is not playing into October ever. It's not his fault, but I'm just saying now Bryce Harper has his October moment, and Mike Trout is no one can pick him out. He's the guy in the Dick's commercial.
All right, yeah. Well, let's look at the.
He doesn't have the personality thing plays into that too.
The baseball, the supporting cast thing, I think has a lot.
It
to
does.
Do with that.
It does
a lot to do with that one. Harper is. Even without him, they were still a fucking 90-win team probably this year. So,
but you think Trout's got to want out, right?
I think he doesn't want Pujols. I mean, they tried. It was just their pitching failed them down the stretch a lot of the time. Because I had the Angels over under 79.5 wins. I didn't get their 80th win to the final game of the season.
That's
but
a
they
tough
were,
one.
There was a point in time where after they traded Justin Upton, they had Brandon Phillips, and were. I was like, if they go 5-17, that's the only way I lose down the stretch. They went 6-16 down the stretch. So, and they were in contention for the wild card. The Twins just accidentally, that's gone.
The Curry Sanchez,
the Kraken just fucking flicked one over the right field wall.
Pretty dope. Bill?
What?
What's on the agenda? What do we got post-baseball?
All right, so if the NBA starts in like a week, right?
Yeah.
Gary Sanchez doing what he does, throwing a ball over the fence. NBA starts in a week. I don't think there's much that hasn't been discussed about the NBA. We all know it's coming. anything? Do you have anything to add to the NBA season that hasn't been rehashed all summer?
No, there's really just. I'm curious to see how the rookies. Like the rookie of the year is actually the only reason I would care to even place a wager during the NBA season because I don't know who it is.
I think there's a lot of young players.
So there's already under on the 76ers win total.
I did an under.
48.
The only thing I bet was the under on the T-Wolves 48.5. The win improve The win improve they have to make is just too ridiculous.
Seems like a lot of games to win in the West. I just think the floor is going to be high in the NBA. Generally, there's going to be a lot of teams that can compete. Like, there's still probably going to be like 5 or 6 bad teams.
Well, this is the last year you're allowed to tank, really. Yes. So that's also something to keep in effect.
Joel Embiid just got paid, but there's some stipulations.
One of the
dumbest
sports contracts ever, correct?
They have protections for if he gets injured and misses time. He's not making much more than Timothy Mozgov made last year.
But they still had the opportunity to lock him up anyways.
If they were to wait until restricted free agency, what if he didn't sign, was kind of off-put by the fact that his party wanted
to... restricted. He doesn't have a choice.
He could wait it out. He doesn't have to sign. Correct?
And do what? Hold out? Miss another year? I don't think that's realistic for him, Jim.
Yeah, when was the last time he played basketball? I think it was the first year.
Last year, he really had
wildly inflated stats because
how
of the usage rate.
Did he play a whole season?
No, he played like 30.
Look at the
35 games.
Blast.
Yeah, okay, we saw it.
He was playing well, but
Ben Simmons has not played a game in the NBA yet. Correct. He's a rookie, technically. He could win Rookie of the Year, hypothetically. Who else is on that list?
Lonzo's
stock has only gone up since
De'Aaron
the draft.
Fox.
Markel Fultz, I would assume. Jason Tatum.
The point
I think
guard
Jason
from
Tatum has
Dallas.
The best chance of
the
winning.
Fact that you had this many names in the conversation.
It was a deep draft.
Because, it used to always be there was, maybe 3 or 4 names.
Yeah.
Well, not only was it a deep draft, but last year's first overall pick as a rookie.
About Frankie Smokes?
Nitalenka?
Yeah.
Don't care.
What about the point guard from Dallas?
Dennis Smith.
You know, I feel like that he's going to have a chance to put up a lot of usage.
This has turned into Magic Johnson's MVP race. You asked me for a few guys to watch for the Rookie of the Year. I'm giving you Jason Tatum number one because I think he'll be playing he'll be playing real minutes for a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball number two is the LA hype train. I like Josh Johnson number three.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up some odds for you.
Okay.
I like Lonzo. Or Ben Simmons.
No, fuck Ben Simmons.
I'm not a fan.
I think Ben Simmons, I don't think, can shoot. I think he's going to be surrounded by shooters, though.
That's tough.
It's pretty tough, yeah. But, I mean, you can still win Rookie of the Year with, a double-double. And
he's one of those guys, if he turns it around, he's going to cost me money because I watched him play in college and I wasn't betting much on it, but I was just kind of saying if he's so good, he should be able to get his team to the fucking NCAA.
That's a valid point.
68 teams make it now. You should be playing in that tournament.
It's valid. He was also new to basketball, and he's shooting with the wrong hand.
Right, so, what... What is it about him? Oh, he made a good pass here.
He's like 6'10".
I don't want to hear intangibles like the way he's in the court.
Intangibles. These are tangible. These are numbers. He's a big person. 6'10", how strong and how fast he is. Dude, he's a crazy good athlete, and he sees the court well. I mean, he can't shoot.
That's what I mean. Sees the court well.
Passes well.
Is he good at that?
Makes good passes, yes. He makes a lot of good passes.
I don't know.
Lonzo. I feel like there are certain lanes that some guys can only see.
Like a 2 seed in the tournament or something? 1 or 2 seed?
Yeah, it's a pretty major college, correct? I mean, I know LSU. But it's basketball.
Right here.
What do you have right there? For the people listening at home, what's going on?
I mean, I was going to load up a fucking thing on my phone, and I mean, it just happened to pop up there.
Wichita State's what is that?
It's the Dolphins O-line coach blowing white powder that we can't identify.
How about me doing this right before team meeting? Let's talk about that.
All
right,
let's
do it. Think that's funny, right?
I think it's just...
I was crying laughing in bed this morning.
There's some good memes with Laramie Tunsil walking in, and sorry, coach, for smoking weed in college, and then it was just a gif of technicals and just,
We'll save that for the website.
I
think that's on par with the level of conversation that's been on here so far.
Verbal description of a meme? I'd run you if I had the thing.
Yeah. All
right.
Let's go.
I like introducing something ridiculous by saying, how about I do this? And him just, whispering into the camera, how about me doing this right before team meeting?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
I rewound it over and over to listen to that. I was like, no way did he say how about it, then rip it.
Yeah.
And then once he gets zooted, he starts saying even weirder shit to this who we now know is a pregnant stripper.
Right.
Oh yeah, you keeping the baby.
Dude.
But I wish you could do it. Every time I do it, I think of you.
Is side up shot says of it tastes good just
dude,
like
it's,
your
it's
pussy
all
or something like that?
It's really like oof.
Like
this guy, this guy's not. Yeah.
Like this is what I'm thinking. This is Miami quality blow. Like he's getting good shit. Probably you're down in Miami. It's
ostensibly yes.
Yes, and
not that we would know.
And you're chopping up fucking would appear to be,
I mean,
3D.
Let's agree to say that this guy that doesn't have his life together.
He's
an NFL coach.
Let's just say that, like,
was.
First off, like, when
a
I
functioning
saw, like,
cokehead, looks
I,
like.
I saw it on a tweet first. I saw, like, a picture. Like, I had to make sure it, like, wasn't Sports Onion. And then I saw it was a retweet of something. And I was still just like, I don't know where this is from. Then I go on and I see Colin Cowherd has it fucking. And they show, like, the still shot of him. Before I could even see that he started a line of cocaine, I'm going, this guy is fucking high on cocaine.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that was the first bit of cocaine he had done that day.
No, I mean, this guy was pretty, that was a routine look to all this video. That was probably the worst part about it. It's just like, this guy does this probably a lot, huh?
But
what really stuck out to me, you make your point, Scott. I got a picture to show us.
What it gets to me is to go, like, I want to know what was accomplished of going, like, I would try to think, what are you going to be to think that that's sending that to a woman is, like, a cool idea, like...
The same man that that blows cocaine in his office before offensive line meetings and bangs a pregnant stripper, yeah.
Well, I mean, clearly his life was coming unraveled, but I mean, like, you know, there's the whole, like, you know, like, post thing, as we brought it before with, like, you know, my reference to Tom Petty, is like, oh, like, I'm the guy that might, you know, have a couple drinks here and there like that, but, you know, I just kind of do that thing or whatever.
This is what I wanted to show you guys. Look at these gaggers compared to that 20. That is a fat line of coke. That's at least, like, I mean, I'm no expert, but 0.3 grams? That's a gagger.
Would you say this guy has a problem?
That's, if you're doing three of those, like, if that one wasn't enough, and it's, again, we're assuming good quality from Miami, yeah, that's probably, like,
dude,
you know.
That's the majority of a gram of coke in those.
Are you impressed by this, man?
I mean, it makes me just think that when I'm, you never really watch something like, I bet you I could do that, and everyone says, no, you don't even know what you're talking about, man. No, it makes me think that maybe if you stayed sober and you studied film, you could probably coach football.
Yeah, right?
Or at least blow coke like someone who does.
Dude, and I heard the thing was listening on my way over
here. Wow, our line isn't really blocking well this year. I wonder what's up.
The thing I heard on the way over here is, one, when their line's healthy, it does very well, and two, he makes it an outstanding amount of money for a coordinator.
How funny is it that he's a line coach?
He's a line coach.
He's a line coach.
He's blowing
lines,
and he's
right in front of you.
You know?
Like, I usually picture... You know,
before you say that, if you had told me back when Michael Stam got drafted that someone else would be famous for blowing a line...
I think that you may have just got...
You got run?
Oh,
got what?
Yeah.
Not up every good call.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So what do we got
That's
now?
That's a manual buzzer, by the way. Seve's pitching into the seventh.
No, I just...
Seve's pitching into the seventh. The Yankees are looking impressive.
I just think that... Here's the thing I want to know is that it makes me wonder how many more, like... Dude, I'm not gonna lie. A couple of years ago, like, there was the whole thing with the Saints, that there was something about, like, there being a painkiller problem going on there. And I remember looking at Sean Payton looking, like, and him on the sidelines around that time, and looking like going, yeah, I always thought he was just up there cooking up bad offense. So I'm like, oh, maybe this guy's
maybe
just fucking
doing drugs.
Like, you
yeah,
know?
Just do you remember when Junior Gallette got cut from the Saints, and then he said that Sean Payton's a drug addict and addicted to MDMA? And everyone just kind of laughed it off, like, oh, Junior Gallette's crazy.
Oddly specific
he
thing to say.
He didn't say
saying?
He was a drug addict. Like, I'm not saying he's right or wrong or slander or whatever, but... Someone is on record as saying that Sean Payton's a drug addict. Who spent a lot of time with Sean Payton.
And I've heard
was it sour grapes? Probably.
That was like the painkiller problem first started getting exposed. They said the Saints had a whole issue with that. But...
It seemed like the Saints were just a... I mean, that's what happens when you put a professional sports team in New Orleans for long enough, I guess, right?
Yeah. Eventually they start committing crimes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Jim, was that a fucking... Was that a racist take?
No, I'm just saying New Orleans... Well,
I'm kidding, okay.
Jesus, what? Yeah. Sean Payton? Yeah, Drew Brees?
No, Sean Payton is white.
Yeah.
For anyone listening, we're making fun of a white person.
No,
so to clear the air.
No, the Saints, I just want, I think, look at what happened in Minnesota. Like, you know,
the
Vikings the sex
party.
Well, my favorite thing. There's so many stories of things. What was the one, one of the Ravens got caught with a hooker or something a couple years ago?
What about
ago?
The Giants sex boat party with Odell Beckham? Fuck that dude.
Odell Beckham and Johnny Manziel?
Yo, fuck Odell Beckham.
Justin Bieber.
I'll see you in hell.
Here's the crazy thing I go
How's
on.
How's that franchise
tag Johnny Manziel, though, like, I would not say, like, starting quarterback, like, our franchise quarterback level, like, I think really would still be getting worth if he was just not, like, the douchebag that he is. But
if he also
the
was
fact
not
that
a cokehead,
raging
if he really,
drug addict.
If he really was a raging drug addict, for all things considered to most other of these guys, he had a couple good games. He won games for the
they
Cleveland
Browns. They jerked him around, remember?
I mean, Drake mentioned him
in
the song.
That
he
game.
Was a pretty big deal.
They said he was going to be their starter, and then he wasn't. And
he won football games for the Cleveland Browns. Like, that's that counts for something to
and
me.
And he had a very, very small window to operate in. Like, it was like, what, 5 days? Or yep. five games. Yep. It's tough, man.
It's horseshit.
It sucks, Johnny. I mean, Johnny could have... I put it on Johnny, ultimately.
Oh, yeah, he could have... I mean,
I don't think he would have been that good.
No, I think he could have...
He could have developed, but...
To be better than Joe Flacco is right now. Joe Flacco is also hitting a wall.
Joe Flacco, I was watching... Oakland's defense...
I don't think
defense,
it's a wall.
I don't want to say... I mean, like, I said this before, that I don't want to say that I don't think Khalil Mack is great, but I thought that he was a little bit tad on the, you know, getting over, and I was...
You're saying Khalil Mack is overrated.
I don't think he's overrated, so I think he's not. I think Von Miller's way better is basically what I'm getting at.
Von okay. Miller's, yeah.
That's basically, the, I guess, where I go with that. But I don't think that, yeah, okay. like, the Raiders' defense this year, this looked atrocious to me. Like, I was looking at them. Mike Wallace had 250-yard catches. Like, it's one thing for a guy to beat you once.
Yes, he did.
I was watching...
Yo, I bet the Ravens in that game. The Ravens were underdogs.
Raiders are really like I'm hearing in fantasy leagues that Amari Cooper's on the fucking waiver wire.
I traded Tom Brady for him.
Yep.
Like people have dropped Amari Cooper in some leagues because he's legitimately, if you're going based on what he's done now,
dude,
and now
he's not playing well this year.
I thought he was going to have a monster yardage year. Crabtree maybe gets the touchdowns because he's like big and physical, but I was like, there's no way Amari Cooper gets under 1,200 yards.
Well, he's going to have to really ball out for a couple of
weeks.
He's going
to have like an Odell Beckham stretch. Yo, again.
I think
again,
he'll play well.
Fuck Odell Beckham.
All right, why?
I just don't like him. I think he's not a good guy.
Well, who really is?
Why don't you think he's a good guy, Bill?
Because he does all that fruity shit. He's like Russell Westbrook if Russell Westbrook wasn't that good.
Do you want to know what the score at halftime of the Monday Night Football game is? By the way, if we're talking about it's
3-0.
It's 3-2.
Ooh, 3-2. Anyone who had...
Compelling Andrich.
The Twins are beating the White Sox. I mean, the Twins are beating, yeah.
That's like a squares kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, that's just what's going on with the whole, like, the level of mediocrity that's going on.
Scott, how do we fix what's wrong with this country?
Why
is there so much hate?
Because everyone has so much more, there's...
So much what?
There's so much more exposure to it. It's so much more, like, there's...
To hate?
No. Here's what I'm going on is that before to actually have any information to talk about this, you had to read articles. Now you can read...
Talking about what?
Hates. Now,
I think people now seek out things that they don't like to make them work themselves up.
That's a fair thought.
Remember the Howard Stern thing in Private Parts? The people who hated him were listening way longer? I think people drive themselves fucking crazy.
I've been busy like a little bit lately, and I'll go a couple hours and look at my phone, and then I'll open up That's my good. Phone and social media, and you'll see fucking that like everyone's like on a rampage about shit, and you're like, wait, what the fuck happened?
What did just happen?
Like then it's like you're like something, you know, like something, and then it really turns out to be nothing. Like I don't know. And then it's like you're like something, like something, and then it really turns out to be nothing. Like I don't know. And then it's like you're like something, and then it really turns out to be nothing. Like
yeah.
So you said you open up your social media and you see what people on a rampage.
Like just something like a tweet storm, or like they're like you know like all work. There's like a giant thread going on a somewhat controversial quote unquote status,
yeah.
or a hot take on something that happens. Or
do you think if you could like monetize and trade? The value of an opinion. I think we're probably at the lowest value of an opinion.
Like then it's like you like something, and then it really turns out to be nothing. Like.